This is an auditing demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 13th of June, 1962. Its title is TV Demo, Checking Out a Goal, Part 1. This tape is 70 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
You thought it would happen and then...
I sort of thought, oh, I hope it doesn't.
All right. Hope it doesn't.
Yes.
We're not going to do anything very desperate here, honey. All we're going to do is check out your goal, but we're going to prep check. Mm. Now, I don't know whether you've been prep checked on this or not.
No.
And I thought it might be a good opportunity for you to get a little subjective reality on this. We got plenty of people whose goals I could check out, but... I sort of wanted, when you came down calling me, I actually wanted to check out your goal. So I'm going to shoot two thackers with one session.
Thank you.
All right. This sort of thing won't bother you anyway.
No.
All right. Is it all right with you if I begin this session now?
Yes.
All right. Here it is. Start of session. Session started for you?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Very good. What goals would you like to set for this session?
Well, to do whatever it is we're going to do. Successfully.
To do?
Whatever we're going to do successfully.
Whatever we're going to do. And what's the last?
Successfully.
Successfully?
Yes.
Oh, well, that is a goal. All right. Very good. Any other goal?
No, that'll be fine.
All right. Is there any goal you'd like to set for life or livingness?
To use the knowledge and the gain that I get here at London Has It.
All right. Any other?
No, that'll be fine.
All right, honey. You look a little bit nervous. Do you feel nervous?
No, not nervous, just cornered.
You feel you've been betrayed?
Yes. I've been caught.
Oh, too bad.
Yes.
Too bad.
No, it doesn't worry me. I'm surprised it's so separate here.
Oh, all right. Mm. All right. Now, look around here and tell me if it's all right to audit in this room.
Yes, it's fine.
All right, look around again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's your happiness process lately?
Look around here and find something you can agree with.
All right. Squeeze the cans. Thank you. My goodness, all right. Here's the first command. Mm-hmm. Look around here and find something you can agree with.
That picture.
Thank you. Look around here and find something you can agree with.
Curtain.
Thank you. Look around here and find something you can agree with.
Couch.
Thank you. Look around here and find something you can agree with.
Green beige.
Good enough. Squeeze the cans. All right. Squeeze them again. All right. Has this happiness process been suppressed?
Well, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes point out something does and sometimes tactile does.
All right. Has this happiness process been suppressed, invalidated? Is there something about this happiness process you failed to reveal? Yes, what have you failed to reveal about this happiness process?
Something I failed to reveal, but it wasn't the happiness process that I know of. It was the fact that I've seen that picture in several different people's houses, and I thought of it before we started running it.
All right, thank you. Now, is there something about this happiness process you failed to reveal?
Not that I know of. Didn't get anything.
Well, all right. Check it on the meter.
All right.
All right. Is there anything about this happiness process you have failed to reveal? All right, that's clean. Thank you. All right. Is there anything about this happiness process that you have been careful of? We're going to run a different happiness process, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Please can't. Boy, he's getting that much drop. All right, put the cans down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. Feel that table.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Feel that chair.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Feel that sign.
Yes.
Thank you. Feel that ashtray.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Feel that table.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Pick up the cans.
Okay.
All right. Squeeze the cans. Squeeze them down. I think we've got a little broadening of it here.
Mm-hmm.
Put them down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just feel those cans without picking them up. Thank you. Feel that chair.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How does it feel?
It feels slightly sticky and leatherish.
All right. Very good. Feel that cloth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. Feel your skirt.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. Feel your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How do they feel?
Solid.
All right. Good enough. Feel that cloth.
Just. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, pick up the cans. All right. Squeeze the cans. Ah, that's good. Try it again. Squeeze the cans. That's, you're having this process. Okay. Put them back down. We'll do it a few more. All right. Feel the can cord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Feel the arm of your chair.
Mm-hmm.
Just that one. Just that
mm-hmm.
one. All right. How's that feel?
Smooth. Solid.
All right, very good. Feel the table under there.
Yeah.
Okay. Feel this paper.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Feel the back of the emir.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. Feel that ashtray.
Yes.
Good, good. Feel your skirt.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Feel both arms of your chair.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Feel the table cloth in front of you.
Yes.
All right, now feel the table under the tablecloth. Thank you very much. Pick up the cans. Okay, squeeze the cans. That's good. Fine, thank you. That was the last command. All right. I'll check this on the meter.
Mm-hmm.
Look around here and tell me if it's all right to audit in this room.
Yes.
All right, anything particularly you're running into as you do that?
Just at that moment, I noticed that camera over there.
That was a big surprise.
No, it reminded me of a camera I once saw in my bedroom about 3 Christmases ago. At the same time, up in the corner of the room, it was a picture I saw. And I got tummy upset for a whole day.
So, all right, good enough. Okay, let me check this on the meter now. Look around here and tell me if it's all right to audit in this room.
Yes.
All right. You still get a flick on something here.
Oh, I noticed a metallic object of some sort up there.
All right, thank you. Let me check it on the meter again. Look around here and tell me if it's all right to audit in this room. That's clean, thank
mm-hmm.
you. All right, it was actually clean before, but I took a latent read, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You feel all right about these cameras?
Yes.
Really?
Mm.
Do you feel all right about these cameras?
The only thing I can think of is that I just remember being a student down there and how we all used to laugh at different occasions. And I keep expecting to hear people laugh when I say something and I don't.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, all right. All right. We shoot them when they do that now.
Mm.
All right. We'll let it go at that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You sure you feel all right about it?
Yes.
All right. I get a very wide following when I say to you, sure you feel all right, but it's not an instant read.
It's not these cameras,
no.
I don't think.
Well, tell me what you think it might be.
I think it's being watched, but it isn't them down there watching.
All right.
It's a sort of, there's a something watching. It's a thing, I don't like being watched over my shoulder.
Oh, okay. You think there's something over your shoulder? Turn around and look.
Only me.
All right. Okay. Now, you feel all right about this?
Yes.
Yes, you do now. Thank you. All right. Now, are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Let me check that. It's equivocal. Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties?
Yes.
All right, thank you. It's got a latent readout, but that's otherwise fine. All right. Since the last time you were audited at St. Hill,
yes.
Have you done anything that you are withholding?
Heavens, thousands of things.
All right. It happens to be clean on the meter.
Okay.
Okay, we'll let it go at that. All right?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a present time problem?
No.
I got a reaction on it.
Well, the only thing that occurred to me was that I really didn't want to get stuck with my early girl again. I'd much rather have the other one I've got.
Oh, I see. All right. Very good. Let me check this on the meter. Do you have a present time problem?
Nothing of
that. That is clean. Thank you. Thank you. Very good. All right. Now, what we're going to do here now, your rudiments are in, that's fine. What we're going to do here now is we're going to do a very fast prep check with the middle rudiments on the subject of goals and so forth. All right. The first thing we're going to check, we're going to start in right now. You came down to 2.6. And the first thing here is your, just the subject, just the word. I'm going to just check the word. I'm going to see it, say it and see if we get a reaction. Goal. Thank you. Fine. Now we're going to check one other word. Listing. All right. That's clean. All right. Here we go. The first question here is, on goals, have you ever suggested anything?
I think so, once.
All right.
On a person at Hattie, there was a prior read on a goal, and I asked her, could her goal possibly be that?
All right. Okay. I'll check that on the meter now. On goals, have you ever suggested anything? All right, that's clean. Thank you. Now, on goals, have you ever had anything suggested? All right, doesn't read. What would you like?
What I told you earlier today, the thing that
Go ahead and say it. All right.
Well, you suggested that my goal might be antisocial singer.
All right, very good. Okay. Now, on goals, have you ever suppressed anything?
Anger sometimes when I was being run on that one.
All right. That's an equivocal read, but I'll check it now. On goals, have you ever suppressed anything? I've got an action here. It's just a little tiny bit late, but I'll have to take it into account. Can you think of anything else you suppressed on goals?
Well, I thought, I was wondering whether I had suppressed anything else. I suppressed speaking to you sooner about it.
All right. Thank you. I'll check that on the meter. On goals, have you ever suppressed anything? That's clean. All right? You don't think it is? There's an upswing here. There was an upswing. I'll call it an equivocal read.
Well, the only feeling I get is that I always get suspicious if I sort of get a bit cagey about something in myself. And the thought of having to be run on that goal again, I sort of get a sort of eek about it.
All right, okay.
But if I'm being run on the other one, I'm sort of going smoothly, but that one I think, not into that mess again.
All right. Okay, here we go. I'll check that again, just to be absolutely sure. On goals, have you ever suppressed anything? That's a sudden speeded rise. You think of anything else you suppressed on goals?
Yeah. Well, I suppose I just suppressed that feeling I get at the thought of that other goal.
All right. Good.
I got a lot of sort of pain with it when I was being marked down here. Not physical pain, mental pain.
All right. Very good. I'll check it on the meter again. On goals, Have you ever suppressed anything? That is clean. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. All right, we've got this one. We got this one. We got this one. Now, let's take the next one. On goals, is there anything you have suppressed?
Only the things I told you, as far as I know.
Yes, I got a reaction on it, too. Why does that give a reaction?
Well, I suppressed the pain, and I suppressed the uncomfortable, and I suppressed the anger. Oh, I know what I thought. I had it on the telex, have I ever suppressed anything? And I think it's on my telex, it says, had anything been suppressed? And oh. I was puzzled.
Well, all right. Mm. Okay, I'll check that on the air now. On goals, is there anything you have suppressed? That is clean. Mm. Thank you. Thank you. There's a tiny latent. Mm. I'm not going to bother with it. All right. On goals, is there anything you have invalidated?
Well, I invalidated you.
All right. Okay.
Very good. The time I let go.
All right. Excellent. I'll check that on the meter now. On goals, is there anything you have invalidated? Equivocal read. Mm-hmm. On goals, is there anything you have invalidated? That is clean. Thank you. All right. Now, on goals, have you ever invalidated anyone else's? That's clean.
Mm-hmm.
You thought of something lately.
I thought of something else.
What did you think of?
Well, I thought of, I was told something about person's goal that was found down here by one person, and I invalidated that person's speed in doing it.
The person's speed?
In doing it, because I said that I reckoned that we could do it faster.
Right.
And then you told me more about it today, and I felt guilty about it.
I'm quite with you there.
It was the goal that Mary Sophie found recently.
Oh,
somebody told me how long it took her, and I said, oh goodness, I'm sure we could do it faster than that. And then you told me certain other information about it today, and I felt very guilty in having thought that and said it.
Oh, I see. All right. Let me check that. Mm. On goals, is there anything you have invalidated? I got to slow down. Mm. I got something else.
Well, only that other, the goal I said to you that I suggested to that person, when the goal came up as the whole thing it was, I think, to seduce every man I want on this particular person. I said, oh, good heavens, it won't be that. I'm sure it'll be something else. And when I checked it, there was only a prior reading that came to the seduce part. And I actually invalidated it before it came up to me for checking.
Oh, all right. Very good. All right, I'll check it on the meter now. Mm. All right. On goals, is there anything you have invalidated? Equivocal read, I'll have to ask you again. Mm. On goals, is there anything you have invalidated? That's clean as Wolster. Thank you very much. All right. On goals, is there anything you have failed to reveal? Clean? Thank you. On goals, is there anything you have been careful of? Aha. You've been careful of.
Being careful of.
There it is.
Of that feeling that I get. That sort of eek feeling at the thought of that antisocial thing, that singer thing. I sort of have to catch myself on the big withdraw out.
Okay. All right. On goals, is there anything you have been careful of? All right. There's a latent you might want to tell me about.
I was thinking about that again, actually. Oh, no, I know what I thought. I thought, this will save Jenny having to do this.
Hmm?
I said, doing this will save Jenny having to do it.
Oh, she can do it. All right. Okay. I'll ask you again here. On goals, is there anything you have been careful of? And that is clean. Thank you very much. All right. On goals, have you told any half-truths? Thank you. That is clean. On goals, have you told any untruths? Thank you. That is clean. On goals, have you ever influenced an e-meter?
Consciously or deliberately that I know of.
All right. I'm going to check that again. It was a little bit lately. But on goals, have you ever influenced an e-meter? No. Clean. On goals, have you tried not to influence an e-meter? Clean. All right. That appears to be okay. Now, we're going to take up the subject of listing. We've got that straight. We didn't run into any real trouble there. We're getting your tone on down here, man.
I'm good. I've been at 7 running that other goal.
Yeah.
About 6 times a session.
Yeah.
She tries to run the ing rudiments and says it during that session when I go up to 7 again.
All right. Okay, now we're going to start in on listing. All right. On listing, is there anything you have suggested?
I seem to remember in one session that I was giving Norman that he asked me a word and I told it to him. He asked me a word for something. I couldn't swear to it totally and wholly, but I seem to think there's something like that there.
All right, very good. On goals, is there anything you have suggested? That's clean. It wasn't really there in the first time, it was a latent. All right. You don't think I'm cleaning off latent reads. I'm calling it. It falls after a quarter of a second. Mm. All right. On listing, is there anything you have failed to suggest? That's clean. Thank you. On listing, is there anything you have suppressed? Thank you. That is clean. On listing, is there anything you have invalidated? Equivocal read. On listing, is there anything you have invalidated?
I'm thinking of one session that one of the auditors was giving in London that I was supervising in the staff training. And an item was got, and there was something wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to the auditor, no, that won't be it. We'll have to go on for that. And that invalidated it at that stage.
All right. I'm getting a fall on unlisting. Is there anything you have?
I beg your pardon?
Yes.
Is
I don't know why.
Is anything you have what?
I don't know. I'm not trying to follow you up or anything like that, but the read is equivocal because on listing, is there anything you have? You just thought of something.
This is the same thing. This chap he came up with. But I don't quite know what you mean by an equivocal read.
Neither do I.
An equivocal read.
Oh, it means that it's not on the button.
I see.
It means it's just, I couldn't tell if it is clean or not clean.
I see.
See, there's a hunted read around it someplace.
Oh, well, I've been puzzled what this equivocal read has been.
Oh, all right. Okay. There you go. All right. On listing, is there anything you have invalidated? That's clean. All right. On listing, is there anything you have failed to reveal? Yes. Yes.
I get two things. all the items on my list that I have instead yet said.
Yes.
And the fact that the way I was holding my cans pressing against my legs, I wondered if there was any reaction there. I got those two things at the same time.
All right. Now, did that answer the question?
Well, when you said it was on listing, was there anything I'd failed to reveal? I just thought of all the items that I yet hadn't revealed on lists.
Attaboy. All right. Thank you very much. All right. On listing, I'll check it here.
Mm-hmm.
On listing, is there anything you have failed to reveal? All right. Thank you. That's clean. All right. On listing, is there anything you have been careful of? And that is clean. Thank you. Now, on listing, have you told any half-truths? And that is active.
Something sort of shot by.
Hmm.
I haven't sort of got it.
There it is.
There's a sort of something here. I can't quite see what it is.
There it is. There it is.
I just don't have a told any half-truths.
There it is.
I don't get anything. I'm conscious of something around, but I can't see what it is.
All right, I'll repeat the question. Maybe it'll look like it. On listing, have you told any half-truths?
Well, the only thing I can think of that came to the surface then was that on doing routine 3D crisscross lists down here on my pre-clear, on looking back now from what we know now, the lists weren't complete, although at the time, of course, I said they were.
Mm.
So it's a half-truth.
Excellent. Okay, let me check that on the meter now. On listing, have you told any half-truths? And that is clear. Right. Here's the next one. On listing, have you told any untruths? That is clean, thank you. On listing, have you deliberately tried to influence an e-meter? And I got a reaction.
Well, as an auditor, I was hoping that one item would be the one it was for the PC, but it wasn't. That's about the nearest I can get to it.
Well, let's see if that's it. On listing, have you ever deliberately tried to influence an e-meter? And that is clean. Thank you. On listing, have you ever tried not to influence an e-meter? All right. Very good, madam. I'm going to ask you one more.
Mm-hmm.
On goals.
Mm-hmm.
On goals, have you ever tried to damage anyone? Thank you, that's clean. On listing, have you ever tried to damage someone? Thank you, that is clean. On goals, have you ever failed to answer a question or command? Clang. Reaction. There it is.
Well, it seems to be something to do with one of the sessions that Marianne gave me. But I can't think of failing to answer a question or command there. She was running me on when we were doing those sort of group mores thing. But I don't remember failing to answer a question or command there. Unless I didn't answer a having this command.
There it is.
Oh, there was one day, I think, when there was some confusion as whether she'd given me a having this command or not, or whether I'd answered two of them or one of them or three instead of two, or one instead of three, or something like that.
All right, okay. Let me check it again. On goals, have you ever failed to answer a question or command? And that is clean. Thank you. Okay. On listing, have you ever failed to answer a question or command? And that is clean. Thank you. All right. We are all set here. Now, I'm going to get my middle roots in. All right. In this session, have you suppressed, invalidated, and what have you invalidated in this session?
I invalidated you at the beginning, but I didn't intend to. I said I hoped this wouldn't happen, and it was very rude of me.
Okay, thank you. All right. In this session, have you invalidated anything? That's clean, thank you. In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? And that is clean. In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? Thank you, and that is clean. All right, very good. All right. Now, just for a moment here, I'm going to do a little operation known as fish and fumble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because we've got an occasional tick wandering around here. And I'm just wondering what that is all about. And there it is right there. What were you thinking of? There it is.
I was thinking of the camera.
All right. Thank you. Now, think of the camera.
It's not that one.
Which one?
It's this one I saw as a picture in this bedroom on the Christmas of either 1959 or 1960.
Oh, yeah.
It was just a picture up on the wall, and not on the wall, it was a picture that I saw,
uh-huh.
You know, in my bank, but it was close against the wall.
Did it?
And it reminded me of the thing on the Paramount thing, they twist the movie camera around and say the eyes and the ears of the world, but I often wondered whether it was a fact one thing or something, because I felt so sick for the rest of the day.
All right. Now let me just fumble around with this for a minute here. Camera. Picture.
I don't like having a photograph taken.
All right. Something there. So you're thinking about something right there. What's that?
Well, that's the feeling I get when somebody wants to take me a photograph.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't think.
All right. Well, have you ever taken people's photographs?
A few times. Not all that much.
Yeah. Bitter to mackerel. Have you ever hidden any photographs? There we got it. What about hiding photographs?
Well, I don't know. I remember having a fascination when somebody told me that Eugene Goossens, a famous musician in Australia, brought pornographic literature in and he hid it underneath his clothes and his bags, and he got thrown out of Australia for it. And this sort of fascinated me.
Yes. We've got something here. Thank you. All right. Do you yourself ever hide any photographs? There it is.
I don't think I ever hid that one. That's a picture. It's a picture of me when I was. It's a picture of me when I was about one.
Good.
I don't think I ever hid it.
All right. Well, did you ever hide any photographs?
I used to play with photographs. Mother used to have tins full of them. I used to play it and look them over and put them in and out of photograph albums, and I didn't think I ever hid any. I remember doing this at a very early age. I don't recall hiding any, though. But I could not feel in my diaphragm.
All right, well,
I think it's this life.
Let's fish around a little bit and see if you got anything earlier than that about hiding photographs. That's it. We got our little ping-pong here just as nice as you ever saw.
wanted to hide photographs.
All right.
I couldn't stand them all over on the mantelpiece, and I couldn't bear the family photographs on all the mantelpieces, and I would like to have, and I never did. Mother wouldn't put any of them away.
All right. Now, have you ever hidden any? There it is.
I've hidden from having one taken.
All right. But have you yourself ever hidden any photographs? There it is.
I get a sort of odd concept of some pictures in a pile, you know, but I don't know anything more about it than that. This is a bit of a mess in the picture of these in the pile. Right?
What kind of pictures?
Oh, they look like photographic plates. Have I ever hidden any photographs? Yes, in my bank. In my bank. My bank has got all these photographs in long, long photographic plates.
Yeah.
They're all compressed. They're hidden in my bank.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
All right.
I've hidden photographs of all that right. sort.
All right. Very good. Very good. When was that?
What a question to ask. Millions of times.
All right. Spot me just one. Just one. One time.
Well, I hid that picture of the camera, I suppose. In the bedroom in 1959, I blotted it out again.
All right. Thank you. Is that all there was to it that time?
No, except feeling sick, that was all there was to it.
Very good. And what might have appeared?
Oh, fake one stuff.
All right, very good. And who didn't find out about it?
Well, there were about six people who did. Nobody else did. Nobody at all, except those six people who were there on that Christmas day that I went to visit these people.
All right, well, who didn't find out about it?
Well, my mother didn't. You didn't. I never told an auditor before.
All right.
I just thought.
All right, very good. Very good. Now let me check this question. What about hiding photographs? All right. There's a speeded rise here on it now. Was there any early period in your life when you tucked one out of sight? There's some?
I've tuned one. Chopped one.
You did what?
Cut one, you know. Trimmed it. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, what a nutty thing, of course. If you like to look at it that way, I had some picture frames at home in which sometimes I used to... There'd be one photograph, and when I got sick of that, I'd put another one on top of it, so the one underneath got hidden.
Oh, all right. All right. When was that? All right, very good. And is there any more to that?
There was this particular photograph of myself that I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was one I hid.
All right, very good. And what might have appeared there?
Oh, people saying, oh dear, what a lovely photograph.
All right. Very good. And who should have found out about it?
The person who gave me the photograph, I think, was my Aunt May.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Let me check this question.
Mm-hmm.
What about hiding photographs? There's a tiny kick as we go by.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could never make out why I had this absolute extraordinary puzzlement over this man who brought this pornographic literature into Australia. And I remember my father talking to me about pornographic literature, but I've never even seen any.
All right.
And I could never make it out, and this always puzzled me.
Hmm.
That's what I came back to that time.
All right. Let me check this.
Mm-hmm.
What about hiding photographs? This is looking cleanish.
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you now.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of times... All right. What about hiding photographs?
I get a slowdown.
Well, I've got the feeling that there must be still something there, because I'm quite puzzled on this, and I feel that there is something around that's hidden, but I haven't a clue myself.
Is there any early incident? Is there any early incident on this? Did you hide some of those photographs that were in the trunk?
I took some of them. Didn't hide them. I told Mother I wanted some and some I didn't want. And could I? And I took them and put them in my own photograph album. Some of them are still in.
All right.
Don't think they're particularly hidden as such.
Good. All right. Let me check this now. What about hiding photographs? Man, there it is, in full bloom. There it is.
Well, that's the picture of the...
There it is.
It's a picture of the machine room, our printing office in Australia,
mm-hmm.
where we do our printing.
There's
a funny feeling in my head.
There's something right there. You just thought of something.
I got a picture of the machine room and this funny feeling in my head, and I thought of machines.
Did you do anything to that machine?
Well, there's lots of machines there, probably about 15. Don't think I did anything to the machine.
All right. Did you do anything to the photographs?
There were a whole lot of rather outdated posters on the wall that had photographs in it that I would like to have pulled off, but I just suddenly thought of some lithography, big lithography stones that we had that had photographs on the inside, and I wasn't supposed to touch them, and I turned them over and looked at them, and I was told I must be very careful because they shouldn't be broken.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to do some colour printing. And there's lots of things to do with blocks and things.
All right. Did you ever hide any of those?
No. I played with them before, and I shouldn't.
Bang, bang. What did you just think of? Bang.
I thought of a block. A printing block. You know, the ones that you do with acid.
All right. We'll see if we can pick up something earlier than this. What about hiding photographs?
Well, the thing that came to mind really early when you were talking to me about this was I was running a noughting session in 1953-54, and I ran into that thing with the photograph within the photograph within the photograph.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into that a bit, and he talked about cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought of that when you started at the beginning of it. That passed through my mind, but there was nothing about stealing photographs there. They might have been doing things to people with photographs. Hiding photographs.
Let me look this over. Let's look over this exact question now. What about hiding photographs? All right, as far as I'm concerned, that's no.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's take up... think around about something or other.
I don't know. I thought the thing wasn't null.
Huh?
I thought it hadn't been null, actually. And I kept thinking about the photographs now, because I'm very intrigued to know what was making it react.
All right. I get a stick now. We have taken the double stick off of it. I don't know how, but we've taken it off. But it's doing something else with photographs that we're interested in here, I think. Doing something else with photographs. Have you done something else with photographs? All right. Or have you done something else with pictures? Pictures.
Well, I've blotted them out.
Pictures. Mental image pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Clang.
Mm-hmm.
Clang. Mental image pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we got a reaction here.
Mm-hmm.
We got another reaction here.
It's so sort of like my mental image pictures are like great big impactors. I get them in like photographic plates.
Yeah.
And they all get compressed up. And I see them occasionally like that. Sometimes in little ones, but sometimes they're great long ones, and I can see halls and halls and halls of them.
All right. Well, let me fumble around here for a minute here. What about mental image pictures? What about doing things to mental image pictures? There is our reaction. Can you answer that question? What about doing things to mental image pictures?
Oh, I can think of about three possibilities. Noticing people's sort of mock-ups that they put up to as ideas to that they think are good, and you sort of say, And sort of squeezing them up. And I also thought when I first came into Scientology that a mental image picture was quite different from what it turned out to be. I thought they had to be as solid as this room.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me about 3 years to discover that, it, first of all, they weren't.
Oh, all right.
And I always wanted to paint. And then I suddenly had it, I thought at the time, that period, that until my mental image pictures got better, I wouldn't be able to paint or draw.
All right, okay. Now, have you ever done anything to a mental image picture? Tang, tang. There we are. There it is. Bang, bang.
Well, that's a mental image picture of mine. Of a whole big filing cabinet of what I call one junky piece of my back that had all cobwebs over it.
All right.
And I cleaned it up.
You cleaned this up?
Mm.
All right. When was that?
It would have been in September of 1959.
All right. Thank you. Was that orders to that?
I think I whitewashed it.
All right.
It was my reactive bank filing cabinet, and I didn't like it very much.
All right. And who failed to find out about this?
Well, you did. Any other auditor except the auditor who audited me at the time?
All right. Did that auditor find out about it?
Yes, as far as I know, I told her I whitewashed it. I sort of got the concept of painting the outside to make it look clean.
All right, thank you. And,
the inside wasn't clean, though, unfortunately.
Oh, all right.
That still contains a chunk.
All right. Now, let's take a look at this Nulk's question here. What about doing things to mental image pictures? I've got the double reaction here. Very nice. Can you think of an earlier instance where you've done something to a mental image picture? Yeah, you're quite on some. Yeah.
Well, that was an auditing session in 1953 when I had some mental image picture of a procession of monks going to throw bodies into a volcano, and I never got it back again, and I blotted it out, I suppose. I've never seen it again.
All right. Thank you. Let me check this question. What about doing things to mental image pictures? All right, I got a slightly speeded rise there. Can you think of another thing you have done to mental image pictures?
Well, sometimes I've seen pictures and I didn't really like them very much, so I sort of said, oh goodness, and put a screen up or put a bit of blackness up or something.
All right, okay. Now let me check this question. What about doing things to mental image pictures? There is the double reaction, a tiny double reaction. There's two reactions here. One is a wide one and this is a tiny one. We're getting them both on this subject. There it is, right there.
I was thinking of mental images.
It's what?
I was thinking of mental images and images.
All right. Well, have you done something to them?
Images?
Mental image pictures.
Well, The only other thing I can think of, other than the fact that I was thinking about mental images, or images, was that I've noticed them.
All right, very good. When's the first time you recall doing this? There it is.
I think it's this 1953 thing.
All right, very good. And,
I didn't know anything about it before that.
Well, is that all there is to that?
As far as I know, we never got the incident moving or anything.
All right. What is this, a failed incident?
There was a couple of failed ones with that auditor. It was the first auditor I ever had in 1953.
All right, very good. And what didn't appear there?
Whether I had poked somebody's eyes out or had got my own poked out.
All right. All right. And who didn't find out about this?
Me.
All right. Very good. Now, this is just a little test question here.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a missed withhold in that session? I don't find so particularly.
Mm-hmm.
You do think of one.
No, I think there was a missed withhold with him in another question, in another session, but I think that was got too.
Well, what was the missed withhold in the other session?
Well, he told me to go to the beginning of an incident, but that equaled to me cry. So for years, I thought that every auditor who wanted to audit me was going to get me to cry. And until this was pulled off me, I always had that consideration.
All right, very good, very good. All right, now let me check this question again. What about doing things to mental image pictures? It looks clean. What do you think about all this?
It seems so innocent.
It does seem innocent, doesn't it?
Mm.
Your toe arm's down here to 225.
Mm.
Needle's a little floppier.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to check out a goal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just took a random lead off here that kept banging. You may have some more, but we're not terribly interested. I'm just trying to get the thing going. Now, this gold that you had,
mm-hmm,
was to go to war, correct?
Mm-hmm.
To go to war. All right. Now, very rapidly, I'm going to get in middle roots again. All right. In this session, is there anything you have suppressed, invalidated, and what's that?
I didn't think of invalidated, I thought of suppressed. I sort of was comlegging a little bit.
You got an instant read on invalidated.
Hmm.
What do you invalidate in this session? There it is.
Well, I thought then, I hope it checks out all right. I'd hate my auditor to be invalidated.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much. All right. I'm going to check the whole middle root. In this session, is there anything you have suppressed, invalidated, failed to reveal, or been careful of? Thank you very much. It's all clean. Now, on the goal to go to war, has anything been suppressed? That's clean. On the goal to go to war, has anything been invalidated? That is clean. On the goal to go to war, is there anything you have failed to reveal? There's a tiny slowdown there, almost imperceptible.
There's a withhold I have got from the auditor.
Yes, what is it?
That she hasn't had a chance to get yet, because I haven't had another session.
Aye.
But I wondered whether she'd be able to get me through it.
Very good. All right. Thank you. On the goal to go to war, is there anything you have failed to reveal? All right. That's apparently okay. On the goal to go to war, is there anything you have been careful of? Now, I've got an odd reaction there. I couldn't tell whether that was a read or not a read. What's this that's just happened here?
I was wondering whether it was reacting, and I thought of that girl you found on me and wondered why you weren't checking it too.
Oh, all right. On the goal to go to war, is there anything you had been careful of? All right, that is clean. All right. Now, we're going to say the goal a few times. To go to war. Thank you. To go to war. It read the first time. Mm. To go to war. To go to war. To go to war. All right. How much listing has been done on this goal?
About five sessions.
Five sessions worth of listing?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How do you feel after five sessions worth of listing?
Oh, tremendously much better.
All right.
It's made an enormous difference.
All right. Let me check it again. Mm. On the goal to go to war, is there anything that has been suppressed? All right. On the goal to go to war, is there anything that has been invalidated? All right, that's okay. On the goal to go to war, is there anything you've been failed to reveal? All right. You've got a reaction on that, probably my question.
No, I thought of that I ran into a patch last time that I couldn't break through a barrier. And I've failed to reveal what's behind that.
No.
Couldn't get cracking on it.
Very good. On the goal to go to war, is there anything you have failed to reveal? I've still got a reaction here. Can you think of anything else you failed to reveal on this goal? There it is.
No, that was to do with what I said to you before. When I had to check Jenny's girl,
mm-hmm.
I had to pull some withhold off on her, mm-hmm. and she had some on me. One of them was jammed up on a withhold of the sort of stuff that I'd have to give her.
All right.
And I felt a slight sense of perhaps having to pull my punches with her, just in case I was stimulated with her with that type of withhold.
All right. Okay.
The second dynamic sort of stuff.
Okay. On the goal to go to war, is there anything you have failed to reveal? It might have been a tiny slowdown there. I'll ask it again. Mm. On the goal to go to war, is there anything you have failed? On the goal to go to war, is there anything you have failed to reveal? All right, that's clear. Okay. Mm. On the goal to go to war, is there anything you have been careful of? All right, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. To go to war. To go to war. To go to war. To go to war. How much listing would you say five sessions had amounted to? How long are these sessions?
About two to two and a half, one and three quarters.
Yeah, all
I've
right.
been up at seven a lot of the time.
All right, and how much listing do you think had taken place there?
I don't know how many items. I should say there's probably about, at a rough guess, about 400 on each.
All right, okay, thank you.
Maybe more than maybe less, I don't know.
All right, very good.
Mm.
Now, on listing the goal to go to war, has anything been invalidated? On listing the goal to go to war, has anything been suppressed? Okay, you thought of something late. Do you care to say anything about it?
Well, there's one set of terminals that I get that I call my gracious lady, and they get joked about rather a bit. I suppose you could say they get invalidated, but it's out of session, not in session.
Right.
And I invalidate the nice side of this. There's an opposition side that I always sort of feel very friendly and affable. I don't approve of myself being friendly and affable, you see, so I invalidate that side of the listing.
Okay. All right. On the goal to go to war, is there anything you have suppressed? All right, that is clean. On the goal, on listing the goal to go to war, is there anything you have suppressed? Halt. I'm sorry I gave that to you wrong the first time, but on listing it, there's something that's been suppressed. What is it?
Grief.
All right. Okay. Get it out. I'll check it again. Mm-hmm. Unlisting the goal to go to war, is there anything you have suppressed? Okay, that is clean. On the goal to go to war, is there anything you have invalidated? All right, that is clean. Unlisting the goal to go to war, is there anything you have invalidated? I've got a reaction here. A little bit latent, but I better take it.
I was thinking about the grief again. Mm. I always suppress grief.
All right. You validated the grief. Is that
yes.
What you're telling me?
I suppose so.
Let me check it again. Unlisting the goal to go to war, is there anything you have invalidated? Yes, ma'am.
I was thinking I always invalidate grief in myself. I don't approve of being griefy.
All right. How about this listing?
Well, I got griefy one day during the listing, and I invalidated it.
All right. Very good. All right. We'll check it out. Unlisting the goal to go to war, is there anything you have invalidated? All right, that's clean. Thank you. Unlisting the goal to go to war, is there anything you have failed to reveal? All right. Unlisting the goal to go to war, is there anything you have been careful of? All right, that's clean. Mm. I'm going to repeat one of these middle roots here. Unlisting the goal to go to war, is there anything you have failed to reveal? That needle just tends to stagger just a little bit on that.
Well, I got a picture of this meteorite-sized piece of lump of mess that I saw the other night, and I didn't find out the whole story about it.
All right. So, here we go. Unlisting the goal to go to war, is there anything you have failed to reveal? All right, that's clean, I think.
Can't think of anything else I've failed to reveal, except I've failed to reveal the whole of my bank to myself yet.
Oh, all right. I've got to check this again. Mm-hmm. Unlisting the goal to go to war, is there anything you have failed to reveal? That's clean. Thank you. Sorry to give you one as thin as that, but...
That's all right.
All right. Here we go. To go to war. To go to war. To go to war. To go to war. All right. To go to war. All right. That goal must be either just about listed out or something.
Mm-hmm.
Something. Mm-hmm. It isn't reading, though.
Was it reading before?
Oh, it bangs once in a while when I use it in the middle of a context or something like that. But if it's been listed that far, it wouldn't necessarily be alive.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I'm going to check the other goal.
Mm-hmm.
The old one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. To be an antisocial singer. Okay, that read. To be an antisocial singer. That read.
It would.
All right. To be an antisocial singer. That didn't read. To be an antisocial singer. Okay. To be an antisocial singer. Not getting a reaction now. All right. Is there anything about the goal to be an antisocial singer that you have suppressed? That's clean. Is there anything about the goal to be an antisocial singer that you have invalidated? That is clean. Is there anything about the goal to be an antisocial singer that you...
I need you, please.
Is there anything about the goal to be an antisocial singer that you have failed to reveal? Doesn't react. Is there anything about the goal to be an antisocial singer that you have been careful of? Now I got a tiny slowdown there. It's hardly detectable.
There's this slight little wince about it again, you know.
All right.
I withdraw from it slightly.
Very good. I'll check that again. Is there anything about the goal to be an antisocial singer that you have been careful of? All right. I'm getting a slowdown, as an instant read on that. You got another one?
There was something I thought of. When I was in communication with you on the Tillix a couple of times about this, I was careful what I said just in case you landed me with it again.
If we learned what?
In case you landed me with it again. I was careful what I said.
Oh, I see.
I told you the whole truth, but I was careful.
All right, very good. Okay. All right, let me check that last one. Is there anything about the goal to be an antisocial singer that you have been careful of? All right, that is clean. All right, let's check the goal again. To be an antisocial singer. Okay. To be an antisocial singer. Okay. To be an antisocial singer. Okay. To be an antisocial singer. All right, it is not reading.
It doesn't feel like it.
It makes you nervous, though, when
Oh, you're not kidding, it does. Terribly nervous.
It's not reading, it's not in. All right. Now, either the goal to go to war has been listed out, and so forth, or your next test on a goal to go to war, if it lists to a free needle, fine. If it doesn't, all right. To go to war. To go to war. To go to war. This thing is really... I get nothing on it at all. All right, honey, that's all I'm going to do except the end rudiments.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. In this session, have you told me any half-truth, untruth, said something only to impress me?
I said a few minutes ago that you landed me with it, and I didn't mean to impress you, but it sounded rude again.
All right, very good. Didn't read anything.
All right.
And in this session, have you tried to damage anyone? All right. They're off me. In this session, have you deliberately tried to influence the E-meter?
No.
No. Good. In this session, have you failed to answer any question or command I have given you?
No.
Now, there's a fall of some kind or another, and I'm not sure on what, so I'm going to repeat the auditing command. In this session, have you failed to answer any question or command I have given you? All right, that's clean. That's clean. You had a sudden spurt of thinkingness in the middle of that.
Did I?
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay.
All right. In this session, have you withheld anything from me? Thank you, that is clean. And are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties? All right, that's clean. And now look around here and tell me if you can have anything.
A picture.
All right, okay. That was clean. All right, have you made any part of your goals for this session?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Are there any gains you care to mention?
Well, I do feel now totally happy about the earlier goal. And I'm not hiding anything from you about it at all, and I feel relieved.
All right, okay.
And I wasn't sure whether you said that the goal ought to be carried on being listed or not.
Anything else you care to say about this? Gains?
Well, I wondered how I'd feel with these things here. What's his name? It didn't bother me.
All right, very good. Okay.
I feel, you know, brighter and more cheerful.
All right. Oh, I'm not asking for applause.
But I do.
All right. Now, is there anything you would care to say or ask before I end this session?
Yes, I didn't get whether you said that that goal should have gone on to be listed on or not.
Oh, yes, it had to be go listed. Go ahead, listen.
I just wasn't sure about that.
All right. 2, 9, 14, 16. I got you down to 2 here, man, and back and forth. You're a little above 2 right now. All right. Anything you care to say before I end the session?
Just thank you very much.
All right. Okay. Here it is. End of session. All right, session ended for you?
Yes, thank you.
All right, tell me I'm no longer auditing.
You're no longer auditing.
Good. Okay. 10-minute break.